Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now in Masechet Horayot, Daf Vav Amud Bet, starting the second short perek of Masechet Horayot, and we're going to do it in two podcasts. And right now we're going to look at Mishnah Aleph, which goes into the details of the Kohen HaGadol, who is called here Kohen Mashiach. Hora Kohen Mashiach la'atzmo shogeg v'asa shogeg. So now we're introduced to a whole new category and some new information, which is if the Kohen Gadol instructs, I mean, he comes to the conclusion that a certain thing is mutar that isn't, and he acts b'shogeg, and he does it inadvertently, and then he acts that way, mevi par. Then he brings the par that's outlined in Sefer Vayikra and Perek Dalet. Shogeg v'asa mezid, mezid v'asa shogeg, patur. But just as we had earlier with the Beit Din acting and the people, Beit Din ruling and the people acting, here it's reflexive, he rules any acts. If he rules b'shogeg but acts b'mezid or vice versa, then he's patur. Shehora'at kohen mashiach la'atzmo karat beit din la'tzibur. The relationship of kohen mashiach to himself has like beit din to the tzibur. Now, shogeg v'asa shogeg mevi par. Pshita. The Gemara says that's obvious. That's what the pasuk's talking about. The case is where he came to a ruling and the conclusion was that this particular food, let's say, is mutter. He doesn't remember why he came to that conclusion. So when he eats it, he says, I'm doing it based on the fact that I know I came to the conclusion it's mutter, but I don't really remember why. Because you could argue that if he remembered the reason, maybe at that point he realized his reasoning was faulty. So maybe that's like a mezid, because he's not really relying on his full original ruling. Kamash balan, that it's not. What's the source of all this? It says, what does that mean? Meaning, he is like the tzibur. And it really follows from a kal v'chomer. The tzibur has its own parsha, and kohen mashiach has its own parsha. Remember, starts with the kohen, and then the nasi, and then the achid, and the tzibur. So matzibur ein chayavin el alahelam davarim shingat maaseh. The Beit Din is only chayav when they issue a ruling and the people act b'shogeg. Af Mashiach lo yichayav el alahelam davarim shingat maaseh. Same thing with the Kohen Mashiach. After all, he is separated. He is singled out from a regular chatat. He doesn't bring a regular chatat. If a Kohen Gadol eats chaylev by accident, he doesn't bring a regular chatat. Just like the tzibur has a unique halacha. So just like the tzibur, there has to be an errant instruction also. So therefore, you don't need the pasuk lashmata'am. Uklach l'derach zu. The truth is, you could argue in the opposite way. Nasi mutza michal yachid, Mashiach mutza michal yachid. A nasi is singled out, and he has a separate korban, and so is the kohen Mashiach. Ma nasi mevi b'shigat masa. A nasi, if he gets up in the morning and thinks it's Sunday and it's really Shabbos, and does malach, he brings a regular korban. It's just a different animal. Below halam davar, and there doesn't have to be a wrong hora. Af Mashiach mevi b'shigat masa below halam davar. Same thing with the Mashiach. So Mashiach doesn't necessarily need to have hora'at. Nirelami domes. So let's see which it's more similar to that we would need the pasuk. Tzibur befar ve'in mevin asham talui. Remember, at tzibur they bring a par, and they can never bring an asham talui. Mashiach papar ve'in mevi asham talui. As we'll see a little later on, a kohen gadol will never bring an asham talui. We'll see the reasons for that. And he also has a par that he brings in the case of a chatat. So he's similar to the tzibur. So no, that's not true. Ma tzibur nechayv alaham davar im shigat maaseh. Mashiach lechayv alaham davar im shigat maaseh. So that should prove that the kohen gadol is only chayiv when there's a errant instruction, not just when he thought this piece of meat was kosher and it wasn't. Oklach l'derech zu, but you could argue the other way. Nasi mevish tzi'ira b'vodekochavim v'yasham vaday. After all, a nasi could bring an asham if he's asham gzeilot, asham ilot, etc. And he brings a si'ira for avodazara. Mashiach mevish tzi'ira b'vodekochavim v'yasham asham vaday. A kohen gadol does the same thing. And a tzibur doesn't. In the case of, first of all, a tzibur will never bring asham vaday. There's no such thing. And in Avodah Zorah, they bring a parva sa'ir, not a si'ira. So, ma nasi mevi b'shigat ma'aseh, af Mashiach mevi b'shigat ma'aseh. So, maybe Kohen Gadol is more like a nasi that will bring, if he just made an error, not within bad instruction, if he thought this meat was shuman, it was really chaylev. So, there we go. Talmud Amar l'ashma ta'am. So, since it's unclear whether Kohen Gadol is more like nasi or more like tzibur, the pasuk drives us, tells us like tzibur. Areu Mashiach ka tzibur. So I know Elal Helam Dov she got Maaseh. Afashiach Rav Elal Helam Davar Im she got Maaseh. Okay. So now Ema, I could argue as follows: Matzibur Horavi Asu Achrav Horato Chayavin. So if you continue that reasoning, then what? Just like with the Tzibur, if the Beit Din made a Hora and other people followed him, they're Chayav. Maybe it needs other people to follow his horah for him to be chayav. In the parsha of Kohen Mashiach, it says he'll bring a korban for his chet. If other people followed him, that's not his responsibility. He's not a beit din. So now what we have is the curious conclusion. A Kohen Gadol has to come to a halachic conclusion that a particular thing is mutter, and then follow his own conclusion, and when he realized he made a mistake, bring the special korban. But if he just thought the meat was shuman, it was really chaylev, he doesn't bring a korban at all. Amar mar Mashiach befar ve'en mivya asham talui. We said earlier that the Kohen Mashiach is more like the tzibur because he doesn't bring an asham talui. Manalei din mivya asham talui, who said, Tichtiv, in the parsha of asham talui, at the end of say parsha of Vayikra, v'chiper alav ha'kohen al shingato asher shagag. Means, mi shechatato v'shingato shaveh. The only kind of person who can have an Asham Talui is somebody whose chait and shkagar are the same thing. As opposed to Mashiach, where his mistake has to be in a bad ruling. That's how Mashiach changes Gatov Echatato Shaveh, Dichtiv, Ashmata'am, Mashiach Ketzibur. Adkan Lokamarle. You didn't say that Pasuk yet. Hala Asham Kadinaspa. The mention of Asham is just mentioned Derech Agav. But we're assuming what we've already come to the conclusion about, which is that the Kohen Mashiach is like the Tzibur, based on Lashmat Ha'am. Okay, the next Mishnah, Mishnah Bet. Hora b'fnei atzmo v'asa b'fnei atzmo. Mitkaper lo b'fnei atzmo. This is again the Kohen Gadol. If he made his own ruling and he acted on his own, then the Korban is for him. Horai matzibur v'asai matzibur, but if on the other hand he joined the Beit Din, and he was part of the Eren Torah, and he acted with the Tzibur, mitkaper lo matzibur, then the par of the Beit Din, or of the Tzibur, or of the Shvatim, according to each Tana, how they have it, is he's included in that. As we saw earlier, a Kohen Gadol also has the same limitation, that it only happens if he gives Horah that maintains the institution and cancels a part of it, like we saw earlier. By the way, the same thing is true about the Parvus Sa'ir, or this of Avodah Kochavim, of Aaron Torah of Avodah Kochavim, as outlined in Bamidbar Tetvav at the end of Parshat Shlach. They cannot just say there's no Avodah Zarah, they have to cancel only a particular segment. Now, in Hani Mili, how do we know that it's only the Kohen Gadol who has to act based on his own Horah? Tetana Rabbanan. Horai Matzibur Asai Matzibur Yachol Yavi Par Batzmo. If the Kohen Gadol was part of the Beit Din and then followed that errant ruling, I might think he still has to bring his own par. V'dinhu. Think about this. It works by Kal V'chomer. Nasi Mutzah Michal Yachid, Mashiach Mutzah Michal Yachid. Both the Nasi and the Kohen Gadol are singled out from the rest of the Tzibur. Ma Nasi chata b'fnei atzmo, mivi b'fnei atzmo, chata yimatzev mitkaper lo matzibur, just like a Nasi. If he acts on his own, he brings his own korban. But if he acts with the Tzibur, then he's mitkaper with the Tzibur. HaMashiach chata b'fnei atzmo, mivi b'fnei atzmo, chata yimatzibur, mitkaper lo matzibur. So it's a kal v'chomer. I mean, it's an analogy. Lo, im amarta b'nasi, here we're going to break it. After all, the Nasi is part of the regular community for Yom HaKippurim. The Sa'ir Meshtalech is Mechaper. Tomar Mashiach, Shem Kaper Lo Matzibur Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol has his own Korban. He's not included in the Sa'ir Meshtalech. He's got the part. Whoever Kaper Lo Matzibur Yom HaKippurim, Achol Yavi Par Latzmo. So I might think he has to bring his own par. Tamud Lomar, Al Chatato Asher Chata, meaning HaKetzad. Chata b'fnei atzmo v'b'fnei atzmo. If he sinned on his own, meaning he gave his own bad horah and he followed it, then he brings his own korban. Chata matzibur mikaper lo matzibur. But if he joined the community and then he joined the community in action, then the korban of the beit din or the tzibur is enough. Hechidami, how does it play out? Ilema duhum mufla. Let's see. Who's the Kohen Gadol on the beit din here? If he's the elder statesman and the chief scholar of the beit din, him einan mufla, and they're not of the same stature. So certainly if he gave such a ruling, he's mitkaper b'fnei atzmo, because if he's not on the bait offering with the bait din, their hora is nothing. Hora de lohan v'lo klum. Remember we said earlier that if the mufla is not on the bait din, it doesn't count. Everybody else has to bring their own korban. If they followed the ruling of a bait din without the mufla present, and he had his own separate ruling, of course he's on his own. They're the muflin, he's not. So why does he need such a kapara? After all, their kapara should be good. His hora is nothing because he is not such a scholar. So his hora is not set. So the simple solution is a papa's. What if the Beit Din had muflin and he's also a muflin? You got two gedolei ador. One's a kohen gadol. What a great generation that would be. And one is on the Beit Din itself. Good. So Abaye asked the following question, or considered asking, how could you have Chata b'fnei atzmo on his own? What he thought that meant is that the Beit Din is in Lishkat HaGazit, and they give their ruling on, let's say, Chelev, and the Kohen Gadol is sitting wherever he's sitting and giving a hurrah about Dan. Who cares if it's in two different places? If they're sitting in the same place, one's talking about Chel, one's talking about Dam, Chata b'fnei atzmo. That's called Chata b'fnei atzmo, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about when it says that in such a case, he brings his own kapora. Now, Pshita, let's see how divided they have to be. So if they're sitting, again, following Rava, they're sitting in the same place, and he gives a hurrah about Chel, and they give a hurrah about Avodah Zorah, so Chata b'fnei atzmo, that's certainly independent. Tachalukim metamayu v'chalukim kormanot. The sources are different, the reasons are different, the korbanot are different, because Chelev is a regular chatat, and what is it called? Chavim is a seira. Du b'far v'hen b'far v'sayir. But you have to call a kohen gadol in such a case brings a par, and the beit brings a par v'sayir for what is it? To hakamaitu hanu seir v'hulo maiti, right? Because they have to bring a seir in the case of a regular horah, and he doesn't have to bring it. Certainly, if he's being more of a kochavim, where he'd bring a seira, and they're teaching about chelev, where they bring a par, they're totally two different animals, not even just male and female. To who seira v'inu par? Ella, who bechelev machaseta keren bechelev shaladakin? What if they are ruling about two different kinds of chelev, where it's all a chatat, same korban, but it's just two different things? Is that called separate? Even though the korban's the same, they're interpreting different psukim wrongly. And so obviously a different interpretation, and therefore it's two separate hora'ot, and therefore he's on his own. Maybe chelev is chelev is chelev, and therefore he joins the tzibur in the kapora. If you say that they're all one, this is an inverse of what we had earlier. What if he gives a hurrah on chelev and they dam? Meaning they're both chatat, but two different things. And the answer to this, of course, is teiku. In other words, one lama is they're disagreeing about different psukim. They're giving a hurrah about different psukim, bad interpretation. Or perhaps you could say that since they both have to, the result would be the same korban. It's a regular chatat. Therefore, it's all one. And the answer is teiku. Okay, the next line was Shein Beitin Chayvin Ad Shuul Vatal Miktzad Okay Miktzad Benalon To Ad Shuul Vatal Miktzad Okay Miktzad. So we answered Kamina Biyach Pirkin. We already know that from the other parak. Lam Davar Davar Velo Kol Aguf. We dealt with that in the middle of the first parak. V'chein Mashiach. How do we know that Mashiach also has to do part? Tichtiv Ashmat Ha'am or Mashiach Tzibur. He's exactly the same as the Tzibur. Now Velo Bavodat Kochavim. How do we know that on Avodah Zarah also, both his hora and their hora have to be only part? Avodah Zarah is dealt with differently. The Torah gives a whole different parsha about it. Maybe there it's different, where if they say Avodah Zarah is mutter, maybe that would also count. The answer is both of them are me'enei ha'idah. So just like the one in Vayikra is in the Beit Din, so the one in Shlach is in the Beit Din, and just like the one in Vayikra is Davar and not Kol Aguf, as we determined in the first parak, same thing here with Avodah Zarah. Okay, next Mishnah. Ein chayvin el al halam Davar im shingat ha-maseh. Right, the Kohen Gadol is only the Beit Din, of course, as we said, is only chayv if they issued a bad ruling and people acted based on that. V'chein ha-mashiach, same thing with the Kohen Gadol. V'roko chavim chayvin el al halam Davar im shingat ha-maseh, and same thing applies to Avodah Zarah. Okay, Avodah Zarah again is a separate parshin shlach, and that's why it's to be mentioned. Menalan, how do we know that? The Tanar Abanan, Yishku. If Kolad Dat Yisrael Yishku, what does that mean? Chol Yichavin Al Shigant Masa. I might think they're chayiv just for messing up, and make a mistake about what this piece of meat is, meaning they have to make a mistake based on a bad ruling for that parsha to kick in. Otherwise, it's a regular chatat. Again, he's like the tzibur. The same rule applies to Avodah Zarah, Menala, and the Tanur Rabbanan. The Torah put Avodah Zarah separately. I might think that they're chayav only for just making a mistake and thinking this isn't really an idol. Again, the word me'ene appears in both parshiot. In both cases, you need to have a bad ruling, that's helam davar, and the people to follow it. But one thing that we left out was the fourth corner of this square, which is the Kohen Gadol giving a hurrah about Avodah Zarah. That was left out. Matnitin mani, so who's our Mishnah? Rabbi Tanya, Mashiach, Bavodah Kochavim, Rabbi Omer Vashigant Maaseh. He says that when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, Chayiv for Avodah Zarah, that's just Shigant Maaseh, like everybody else. In other words, he's not special when it comes to Avodah Zarah, only with other things. Chachamim Mehalam Dabar, Chachamim say no, the same rules apply. He has to give an errant ruling. V'shavin shebesira, but everybody agrees that he brings a seira, not the par in seir. V'shavin she'en mevi Hashem talui. Everybody agrees that Kohen Gadol doesn't bring Hashem talui. And we already explained why. V'tispera bizdono karet b'shigato chatat miktani. Think about this. Is anybody talking about a case where it's karet? If you did b'mezid, a meshoge chatat. Ela tani ha hu adin laha. We learned here, and it applies to there. Achinami tani ha hu adin laha. Now, my time of the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe say that when the Kohen Gadol, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, is like everybody else, and doesn't have to have a bad hurrah? And the Widarshan, this is about the Avodah Zarah. Hanefesh is a Mashiach. Hashogege zunasi. Rebbe savar chet ze bishkaga yehe. Meaning, we're adding in the two guys who were singled out in the other parsha as being included here. Mashiach and Nasi. And Mishkaga means this chait could happen Mishkaga, meaning I didn't know it was an idol. I thought it was a lamppost. As opposed to, I thought it was mutter because somebody instructed, that I instructed. Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe and say he's not in the Pasuk because the Pasuk's only talking about people who are chayav, the regular shogeg. Shavin shebisi raki yachid. But everybody agrees. Rebbe and Rabbanan agree that a Kohen Gadol, when he violates Avodah Zarah, either by issuing a bad ruling and following it, according to Chacham, or just making a mistake like Rabbi, then he brings a Seira, like a Yachid, and he does not bring a Parva Seir like the Tzibur. Menalan, Emarkav Nefesh Achat, Echad Yachid, Vechad Nasi, Vechad Mashiach, Kulam Mechal Nefesh Achat. Pasuk says, if Nefesh Achat Techtab, and they bring a Seira, Nefesh Achat means any individual. Shavin Shem Revi Hashem Talui, we agree that the Kohen Gadol does not bring Hashem Talui. What's that mean? It has to be somebody who every time that they bring a korban chatat, it's only because of a mistake. That's not a Kohen Gadol. Because usually, Rebbe will agree, it's because of a bad hurrah. Now, the Rabbanan will say, of course, all we need is somebody who once in a while is like that. Now, midi kol ktiv, it doesn't say kol cheto. Say in. To tell me he's got to be somebody who every time is chayiv for shogeg. A Kohen Gadol is not usually chayiv for shogeg without an errant ruling of his own. Etc. Now, Rabbanan, Misha, that part was in parentheses and probably is not part of the original Girsa. Rabbanan, how do they read it? Misha chato bishkaga. It's a Mashiach she'en chato bishkaga. He never has chato bishkaga. According to Rabbanan, every time he's chayiv, it's only because of his own bad ruling. Even Avodah Zarah, Lavar Kochavim, Moshe Tzvot, El Bandavar, Im Shigant Maaseh. And therefore, they'll agree. He is removed from the parsha of Hashem Talui. Rebbe will agree he's removed because he says, as long as he's somebody who sometimes is chayiv, it cannot be chayiv without a bad hurrah. And Rabbanan say he's somebody who's never chayiv without a bad hurrah. So therefore, they'll agree he's not in the parsha of Hashem Talui. Okay, we'll pause at this point and do the second half of the parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.